at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1987 in New Orleans, Louisiana, Bill Watts' Universal Wrestling Federation, UWF, held their last Superdome extravaganza event. Bill Watts eventually sold UWF to World Championship Wrestling, WCW. In 1962 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Bruno Sammartino beat Buddy Rogers for the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, World Heavyweight title, but refused to take the belt because Buddy Rogers was injured, so the title remained with Rogers. He's a classy man, that Bruno. In 1996 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, held there the Doctor Is In event. During the show, fans were introduced to Steve Dr. Death Williams for the first time. Well, not technically. Steve was called Dr. Death in junior high school. Anyway, during the event, Supernova, Don E. Allen, Stevie Richards, and the Blue Meanie debuted a new gimmick where they entered the ring in Kiss makeup singing Rock and Roll All Night. Well, the song didn't last all night because the Sandman showed up and whipped their butts with his kendo stick. Ouch! In 1997, during a World Championship Wrestling, WCW, Monday Nitro show, Lex Luger and Hulk Hogan went head-to-head in the squared circle. At one point, Macho Man Randy Savage tried to save Hulk Hogan, but as soon as Luger put Hogan in the rack, it was all over. Hogan tapped out and Lex Luger became the WCW World Heavyweight Champion. And in 1995 in Daytona Beach, Florida, World Championship Wrestling, WCW, held Clash of the Champions 31, where Big Van Vader, or as I like to call him, BVV, beat Arn Anderson and Ric Flair in a handicap match. It all ended when BVV pinned Anderson with a powerbomb. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials, at Bash and Barb, or visit bashandbarb.com for more.